Here's a Sun King Studio 92 exclusive on demand from 92.3 WTTS.
Now, Alex, we have a very hip audience, and they probably already know a lot about you.
Very, very hip. Very hip.
But I got to just ask you in your own words, understand that Edward Sharp was sent here to do good, but gets distracted sometimes along the way. I wonder if you could kind of explain the whole Edward Sharp concept.
It's really just embarrassing. It started off, the name came when I was writing a story about a guy that came, that was sent to sort of help humanity. And anyway, he ends up, he keeps falling in love and gets distracted and has problems doing it. It doesn't really have much to do with the band, really, except that the name, you know, is Edward Sharp. And for some reason, that name stuck. I don't exactly know why. My grandfather's name is Edward, which I always forget. But
everybody called him Eddie.
Yeah. Everyone called him Ed, actually, yeah. Yeah, I don't know exactly what the thing is. And then the Magnetic Zeros was sort of just another sort of flukish mathematical conception that I thought that I had that may or may not have any relevance either.
What's in a name, really?
You guys are, you like taking something, it seems to me like from the past, you know, kind of from the 60s and 70s, and you're recreating it, which makes a very nice escape, I think, for all of us. And you're traveling all across the country. In fact, I checked your schedule. You've been in Canada for a while, then you came down to Missoula, Montana, I think, over to Minneapolis, over to Wisconsin. Now you're here, Bonnaroo next week. Is it as much fun as you thought it would be?
Yeah.
Still, you guys, do you take the white bus still?
I was just thinking about the white bus because that's when we took the white bus for the first time to Texas. That's when I realized how fun it was going to be because we had never traveled anywhere together, and it was the first time that we went anywhere as a band, and that we were in a town and hanging out and just running around, sort of playing instruments and running into sort of the lobbies of hotels and jumping on the piano and singing, and I sort of realized that this was this ideal, this sort of musical utopia that I'd only kind of like dreamed really, you know, faintly of before.
We got an aggressive schedule. You got Telluride coming up. You got mentioned Bonnaroo, Lollapalooza. You gonna do that this summer?
Yeah, it feels weird to do Lollapalooza for some reason. just because when we were all kids, Lollapalooza was a really big deal and was traveling all over the place, but was also very, very like rock and roll.
Jane's Addiction.
Yeah, Jane. Well, they did that. Yeah.
Well, I think it's really cool you guys are out doing this. This is a great escape. Seeing you dancing in the desert and the videos and stuff.
Oh, cool.
It's very nice. Very, very relaxing.
Well, hopefully that escape can push its way into the reality. You know?
It's
add
happening.
A little escape to your day every day, you know.
With Malibu.
With Malibu.
Malibu Run.
Absolutely well said. All right, I'm going to let you guys get back to it. Edward Sharp of the Magnetic Zeros.